Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good to start with a few of your favorite things. Here we are on the first day of Kwanzaa. Good day. Good whatever. It's the 26th of December. Was it Christmas again? You think that word works, Jay?
Christmas again?
Well, most people have a fabulous day, and they love what they experience, and they having a great time with the family and all that good stuff, but sometimes it just doesn't work. Sometimes it becomes, you know, how everything is a geddon of some sorts. You know, there's, if it's bad, it's, look at that. It's something, what is it, Armageddon? I think that's how it all started, and it's, So, I like throwing the best, the worst out and the best to begin, but there's always going to be somebody, what's he talking about? I had a terrible day. Nope. We are looking for a few of your favorite things from your Christmas experience. So we can share them with us. Use our social media if you'd like to. All of them connect to us at Good Day Show. Right? Isn't that the handle that we use?
Good Day Networks.
Good Day Networks. Okay. So Jay is here and Doug is here with a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Do you think we should just put a lot of Christmas music stations, just put them, all the Christmas music aside? Okay, it's over. Christmas is over. Sometimes they keep it going until January 1st.
I was going to say, I feel like a lot of people keep it going for just this last week.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I want to know what your favorite thing was, please. Jay Kirshner, about your Christmas experience. What was it?
There was a lot that was just so enjoyable. This was the first year that my son was really into Christmas, understanding more so about Christmas. Yeah, so just kind of getting to see him experience it, even though this wasn't his first Christmas, this was the first one he was more aware of. So getting to see things of his experiences through kind of his eyes, and It was a lot. It was a lot of fun getting to have him be with his cousins, and there's a lot of great things. How about you?
Mm-hmm. Well, but for you personally, what was
the
best?
Mm-hmm.
That was it. Okay.
Yeah.
James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas. What was your favorite thing about your Christmas experience? And I do these things. I often start the hour out with a question because I'm rhetorically asking you in the audience to sort of reflect on what it is that we're talking about. What did you get out of Christmas that was good?
I love the food. The food was fantastic. Yeah. And, you know, it's always a pleasure getting to sit with mom and dad and let them cook all day. And then I get to eat the, you know,
what a sweet son you are.
Do you help clean?
I do help clean quite a bit. And, you know, whenever they cook, I get to learn how to cook a little bit just by watching them. So that's the beneficial part. But, no, we had a fantastic rib roast, and then a whole bunch of other sides, mashed potato, you know, the fixins. It was really good.
All right, so that's the ecumenicalized version of it. And you asked me, I had my time here with my children and my grandchildren and opening things up, and the usual, there's stuff that gets shared and some that doesn't when it comes to cousins. and the things that get opened and the things that don't, and yeah, it's just, I had a long chat with both my children, which I haven't had the two of them. Well, they were at home a couple of weeks ago, and we had a chat, but they wanted to have more conversation about the future. So they're they're, I don't know if concern is the right word, but they all want to know that if something happens to me, that everything will be okay. And, you know, that settles a lot of people. And, you know, me with my attitude, it's the same. It doesn't make any difference at this age, whatever age we're at, was always around the corner. You don't know what's going to happen. And so you just kind of, I think what they like is to have me not all excited about it, all worked up about it. It's just, okay, we'll make sure we have plans. We'll make sure things are in order. We'll make things, yeah, but that's about it. And then we had some silly things. I got some, Brendan split a gut. I brought in a suitcase. So they're all looking at me like, what's in the suitcase? And I opened it up, and I had a bunch of sweatshirts that I had made with our name and some silly things on it. And Brendan loves to wear stuff like that, so he was right at it. And his wife, Sophie, said, oh, I'll wear that. She's very conscious of, as you know, Jay, you watch her on Instagram, very conscious of her style and how she looks because that's her business. And so there was that. It was good because I could do things. I didn't have to for 3 days. I didn't have to get up. I didn't have to go to the farm. I didn't have to be on the radio. I just, what I did was become addicted to Doc Martin. That's really the, other than being with my children, I have become, I don't know, obsessed is the right word, but if I could choose somebody to run away with, it would be Doc Martin's wife. And I've never really seen the show before. But there's, I think most people know what I'm talking about, right? The PBS show called Doc Martin. Does everybody know what I'm talking about?
I have no idea. Nope. The only Doc Martins I know are shoes.
I what you wear. I know. Yeah, exactly. That's for those of you who watch the show, it's very popular with, I guess, a certain age group. The woman who plays his wife, Louisa, is just a darling. She's a doll. You can look her up. Her name is it Catherine Cruz? No, Katz, K-C-A-T-Z, well-known British actress. But so there's silly things that we have put together from just the fact that I didn't have to get up. And that's I feel you can hear in my voice this kind of a wow, he's owie, you know, that sort of thing. Today is the first day of Kwanzaa. There's a professor of black studies at California State University in Long Beach, Dr. Karenga, who created this experience back in 1966. This was the beginning of the black freedom movement. So what came out of it was the concern, I guess, that many people had for cultural grounding. And this had been after the Watts riots. Did I say Lots? No, Watts. The Watts riots. Say that fast 100 times. The Watts riots in L.A., she was looking for ways to strengthen the community, which she called her own. So she founded this organization, which is a cultural organization, started to research the celebrations that were native to the Africans that came to America. She combined all kinds of different harvest celebrations from tribes like the Zulus and came up with Kwanzaa. So at any rate, and that term means first fruits in Swahili. That's the most commonly used African language, I think. And I wonder if it was then, probably still is, as a matter of fact. So anyway, I think that this is something that people know little about. And I'm going to sort of couch my comments about this going back, as I said, to the 1960s. In the 1990s, Hallmark got in on it. Of course they did, right? The first Kwanzaa Hallmark card got sold in 1992. And then became kind of an official. So I remember, I started talking about it on the air, late 90s, I think probably. It's a non-religious celebration, but it's the same sort of thing. Again, focused on culture. And so people from this experience celebrating both Christmas and Kwanzaa. Anyway, 12.5 million Americans celebrate Kwanzaa, it would seem. And that represents about 12.5% of our population in America is black. And so it would seem that there ought to be like twice as many people celebrating. And I would suggest one of the reasons that they don't is because they don't know about it much as anything else. It isn't really taught as it's not, as I say, a religious experience. It's just one of those things. And the politically correct among us would say, you know, it's important to celebrate it because, and you can fill in the cultural holes if you want. I think that there is I don't do it because I think it's politically correct, because most of you know that I'm not really too interested in what's politically correct. I'm interested in what it is that makes people tick. And this is something that I think makes a lot of people tick. The people who find themselves embroiled, if that's the right word, in the Black Lives Matter movement, I think if you were to take hold, and Jay, you can, I would hope, reflect on this if you have some thoughts. The Kwanzaa movement has nothing to do with Black Lives Matter. Doesn't it? It could be woven. If people who were intellectually able to put aside their anger about things that have been in Black history, I think this sort of thing would help to smooth out the rough edges, because it's all about the culture. And the culture, we all have a cultural background one way or another. Some of us, I don't mean that you got culture. I just mean that we have, all of us, a history. If you've got an Irish background, you got a history. If you have a Russian background, you have a history. Whatever you're, you know, we're all this melting pot, the mosaic that is America, has all kinds of different historical combinations that lead to who we are. Yeah, what were you going to say?
Yeah, well, I mean, definitely related and not related, unrelated at the same time. You have, with Black Lives Matter, that's about racism and fighting racism and fighting systemic racism even. And Kwanzaa is a celebration. Kwanzaa is honoring. And I honestly did not know that, until you were just giving the history and the timeline of everything, that it was so recent. Because I remember being in elementary school, and when we would do our winter programs, we did a lot of Christmas stuff, we did Hanukkah stuff, and we did Kwanzaa stuff. I had no idea that it was so recent, that even as of 1992, Hallmark was the first time, that was the first year that there was a Kwanzaa card.
Yeah, interesting. I thought we ought to bring it to everybody's attention, so that's why we did. It's now 18 after. This is Good Day.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
The hustle and bustle of Christmas is over, and it's time to treat myself for all of my hard work. So, of course, I went to Kohl's. And boy, I'm glad I did, because it's their biggest clearance event of the season. I saved 70% on a cute pair of jeans, a cozy sweater, and some comfy PJs. Yep, going to Kohl's was just what I needed. Now to get back to the holiday spirit for New Year's. Select styles, up to 70% offer ends January 21st. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Is your phone plan messing with your savings plan? Don't get stuck paying for things you don't want. With Verizon, you only pay for what you need. And for a limited time, when you bring your own phones to a Verizon store, you'll get an amazing price on your plan. Plus, you'll save on things you actually love, like the Netflix and Max with Ads bundle. And it's on our award-winning 5G network. Bring your phones to your Verizon store today for an incredible deal. A better plan to save is Verizon. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Discover, this is Daniela.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just want to thank you for making me feel so special. I earned cash back on debit for my dinner party groceries.
That's great, but with Discover Cashback Debit, we give everyone cash back on everyday purchases. Anything else I can help you with?
Do you like asparagus and mushroom sorbet? I've got leftovers.
Introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a checking account with cash back. It pays to Discover. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stephanie, the day after Christmas with Jay Kirshner, and we wish you a Merry Christmas. This is a theme for John Travolta fans, wishing his fans a very Merry Christmas. So he was sharing photos of his children who are 23 and 13 celebrating together. This was an Instagram post, and that's kind of why it makes it into our focus here of social media. We like to talk about the trending things and the people that are in the top 10, and certainly Travolta with these pictures is in there. So I'm going to tell you what came out of this, other than a wish for everybody to have a Merry Christmas. More to this story after this.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizi. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan. Nothing is
use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Toes are tapping. Merry Christmas to everybody. We love you. Was the caption under the post that John Travolta published with Ben and Ella. They are children from his marriage to Kelly Preston, who died, 3 years ago, I think? She's been gone for 3 years now.
Yeah.
The two of them really were close. They also lost a son during all of the huzzarai of the 90s. He had Kawasaki disease. You remember what that was?
I can't recall exactly what it was, but I remember he had seizures.
He
was only 16 when he died in 2009, and it was while they were at the family vacation home in the Bahamas.
He's
heartbreaking, and then, go ahead.
Well, he's well known. He's obviously a famous actor and an accomplished actor, but he also is a certified pilot, and he has his own planes, and he parks them at his house. This is a picture. If you look up John Travolta slash plane or slash pilot, you will see pictures of him. He has flown pretty much every commercial airliner that there is, and he's been people, British Airways, Qantas. I'm trying to think of some of the airlines that have used him as a pilot. It's a promotional thing because he's certified to fly internationally. I think that's an interesting part of his history, but I think more to the point here, the skiing vacation that they went on, the two children, and just kind of, I think it, maybe it feels like it's the first time he wants to be out and, you know, just kind of they've gotten away from the worry or the concern or what happens when somebody you love dies. Sometimes it takes a while to get, especially a circumstance like this, it takes a while to get over it.
And he's lost some prominent women in his life. Kirstie Alley, they were always remained close. Olivia Newton-John, they always remained close. Of course, his wife, Kelly.
Yeah, yeah. That's interesting because they both, I've forgotten whether he was what do you call it, a Scientologist? Wasn't Travolta a Scientologist for a while? It seems to me he was. That's where he and
I can't recall.
Yeah, I think he was. All right, so anyway, some thoughts from John Travolta on Christmas here on the Good Day program, 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, when it comes to training your dog, does size really matter? You know, because small dogs are often not trained, many gain the reputation for being loud, obnoxious yappers who might bite you if you get too close. In essence, small pet owners are perpetuating this yapper stereotype by neglecting to train their own dogs. If this sounds like you, if you own a dog regardless of size, he or she must get trained. It's not cute when dogs bite, whether they're teeth are small or large, they can hurt. Even if your little dog never bites somebody, there are a myriad of other extremely unattractive behaviors that are consequences of not training that little dog. You know, I run into this all the time. Well, it's a chihuahua, it's a schnauzer, it's a poodle, Warren. Doesn't need training. It's not a Doberman, a Shepherd, or a Rottweiler. All dogs need training. All dogs can run into the street and need to know how to come back when you call them. All dogs need to know how to sit and lie down and stay. It's important for them mentally, and it's also a great way to communicate on a positive level. I'm Warren X.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. And what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the member satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of more than 400,000 members. And here's the thing. If you join before December 30th and you mention the promo code SHARE, you'll get another 10% off all of 2024. That's 12 months of savings. So I'll give you the number here in a second, but call. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 30th. So call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number. 833-34.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. With war still raging on between Israel and Hamas, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu paid a visit to IDF troops in northern Gaza on Monday. His visit came a day after an estimated 70 people were said to have been killed in an Israeli airstrike in central Gaza. At the same time, the Israeli military said 15 of its troops lost their lives over the weekend. Egypt coming forward with a new ceasefire proposal, though it appears to be a non-starter for Israel. King Charles III expressing his hope that we can collectively work to safeguard one another. This in his second Christmas message as the reigning monarch of England.
My heart has been warmed by countless examples of the imaginative ways in which people are caring for.
Although he did not explicitly mention the Israel-Hamas conflict, the king acknowledged the prevalence of increasingly tragic conflicts around the world during this period. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Hello, my name is Lana Stefanficio. This is my grandpa's radio show, the Good Day Radio Program.
This is the theme for the week, I think, leading up to New Year's. Don't you think? Okay, yeah. We all do a little celebrating. I found my toes to be tapping twice already in this hour. And this is Cool and the Gang. I crank this up, James, for a moment.
Hello, great guys.
Pretty much everybody knows this song, don't you think?
I think so.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to...
at weddings.
Yeah, right. That plays well for New Year's Eve celebrations. New Year's Eve is next Sunday. New Year's Day next Monday. We'll be here. Jay and I will be on the air on Monday as usual. It's Tuesday now, day after Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature is stirring. Everybody, most people have, this is the second most popular week of the year to have vacation time. And it started last Thursday with all the traveling. Although I will tell you, I traveled out here on Thursday night, and there wasn't a hitch. I didn't find the airport, you know, crazy crowded. The lines at the TSA were not crazy. People, I think the news media does a lot to get people worked up for no good reason. We know that. We talk about it with some frequency here. So I guess what I'm thinking about is to put yourself in the here and now. So with that advice, do I follow it? Do I think, well, now Christmas is over, let's move on into New Year's? And, yeah, that's okay. I was just thinking about all of the decorations and how we don't just walk away from them the day after Christmas. Because there are a lot of people who work very hard to have a magical Christmas, either something on their lawn or something in their windows or something in their home or maybe something in their business. And so there are a lot of, if you go across America, there are a lot of Christmas towns. I was looking at something that came from the community that's furthest west in Massachusetts, Stockbridge, where there is, it's one of the 30 most magical Christmas towns, supposedly, by the Hallmark folks. And, yeah, that's a, I had, the house I live in now, is considered a sort of Hallmarky, Courier and Ives thing, and people are always trying to get me to put Christmas decorations up. And frankly, I don't have the time, and I'm not really interested in people paying a lot of attention. It's the way it sits on the road, and it's the way it looks, kind of surrounded by trees and things, and it's nice. It feels very warm and comfortable, but it's kind of for me. You know, there are people who want to share. I don't mean that to sound like a jerk, but I don't feel like sharing it. Like, you know, on putting up lots of decorations. There are plenty of decorations around, and I think sometimes people get lost in what really is the true meaning of Christmas. What is this all about? Is it about compliments? Is it about good vibes? Is it about long lines that you have to wait in for Christmas time? Is it about appreciating gifts? Some people go, my daughter and my daughter-in-law went to great, and I bet you have people in your family too, that went to great trouble to wrap things just the right way, and and then the kids get a hold of it, and they all rip. I used to drive everybody nuts because I wanted to save the paper.
When
the packages were unwrapped, I'd save it for next year. And the kids all thought, and I just said, it's kind of wasteful. And I wasn't doing it to, you know, I wasn't overbearing about it. I just said, let's save it. And then Megan would just rip everything apart just to get me. As adults, they're kind of the same. They remember that stuff.
Yeah. And I think some people, you know, there are a lot of people that still do it. Maybe even if it's not necessarily with the paper, it's definitely with the bows or the gift bags, the tissue paper.
Yeah. So
be careful, be gentle with it, because we're using that again next year.
Mm-hmm. Why not? Well, yeah. Sometimes people have bought these fake trees and they save them. I can't imagine putting up a fake tree, but some people do. A lot of people do, actually.
We do. Just, big fans.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pre-lit? Uh-huh. That's our jam.
Yeah, okay. I just think whatever it is that you, if you're in a celebrating mood and you have a lot of time and it's been fun so far, then keep it going. Why not for the week at least? And celebrate the new year and all the possibilities. But put yourself into the here and now, right? There's this time. We have this time, this moment. Yesterday's gone. Christmas is over. You can hold on to the memories. And every year we think about the fantasies that go along with Christmas and the realities as well. The things that we kind of choose to hold on to, our common pastimes. You know, Los Angeles is like a ghost town on Christmas Day. I love driving around here because there's no traffic. None. Zero. It's just, I felt like I was the only one on the road yesterday driving from my son's house to my daughter's house and going around and looking at things. There's nobody around. It is nice. And you miss this because back today, well, it's not so bad this week, but it'll catch up a week from now. And, you know, we're back to kind of normal. But can we hold on to this spirit for a while? Can we hold on to the good thoughts, the good experiences, just like for a while, please? Let's do that. Let's think about it as a prominent part of what we're doing, what our activities are all about. Here's the story of a man from Arkansas who says he was tickled to death to find out that a piece of what he thought was clear glass that he found at the state park is actually a colorless 4.87 carat diamond. Okay, so you're going to have to translate that for me, because I don't know.
That's it's a big nice diamond. Size diamond. Mm-hmm. It's a nice size raw diamond. I don't know the answer to that one.
Yeah. Well, I find that, again, this is something that some people value. It's often that you hear me talking about how I wouldn't do this. I thought it was silly. But this is the story of Jerry Evans. He went to a state park called the Crater of Diamonds, which is in Murfreesboro, Arkansas. He's got a kick out of the name of that town.
Mm-hmm.
Most people call it Murfreesboro. It's, no, there's an R in there. Murfreesboro, Arkansas.
Well, unless it's Murfreesboro, Tennessee, which that R is silent.
Yeah. Is it? No, this is the Arkansas, isn't it? Is this Arkansas?
Right, but I'm saying, how to pronounce it.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking on pronunciation.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Right, got it. Okay, well, you know, because you spent a lot of time down there. Anyway, this is called the 37-acre field, and the visitors go in. They often find diamonds from a crater, volcanic crater, because sometimes they create the diamonds. You can find them there. He found this on the top of a ridge and just put it in his pocket. Said, okay, a piece of glass, I'll check it out. And mm-hmm. He didn't pay much attention to it. He sent the stone to a gemologist for some kind of identification and study after thinking that it could be something other than just a piece of glass. And they called and told him it was real. He thought, wow, this is kind of cool. So his son contacted the state park to share the news. And the fellow who is the chief cook and bottle washer at the park superintendent, said, quote, "While I get many emails from people wanting me to identify something they found here, to my recollection, this is the first time somebody has contacted me after they've had a diamond identified." So it's kind of a cool thing. So what's he going to do with the thing? Right?
He could do anything. He could keep it as is, keep it in the rough, get it put on like a ring or in jewelry or something. But what's so cool is because most of the diamonds found here, I think, are kind of like have a brown or a yellow to it. So it's very rare to find a near colorless one. That's why he thought it was glass. And this happened a few years ago, too, where somebody thought they found a chunk of glass and it ended up being over a 9-carat brown diamond. Mm-hmm. They thought it was a piece of, like, a bottle that broke or something.
Yeah, right. All right, well, good. They've had a good Christmas season for sure. There's a lot of noise around Al Gore today in terms of trending things. He has sounded the alarm. Climate change, according to Al, could displace a billion people, threatening global governance. So there are those who believe what he has to say, and there are those who don't. He's a very polarizing character, so you wonder, okay, is this of value, hearing this from Al Gore, or is it just more of the same sort of thing that who needs to have any more info on this? I guess I'm just kind of curious as to what people think about this, or if you've even seen it. That's the question that I would have, you know, under the circumstances. And what is there about what Al Gore brings to the table that has value?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I
think
saw
both
the
things
headline
can be true.
Yeah, well, I think more than one thing can be true when it comes to this sort of thing. You know, I think that there are problems, and I think that I'm truth be told, I'm reading this online, and I saw it on a website that I haven't seen before, so I clicked on it, and now all of the warnings, the bells and whistles that you can't hear, but I'm watching this, wherever this appeared first, this is a, it's a website that has been hacked. And so this virus is on top of virus is connected to it. So I wonder, as much as the story is what it is, if people, when they see it, because he is such a polarizing character, to people, I don't even know how they do this. You'll have to give me the heads up on this, Jay. I don't know how do you attach a virus, or should we be talking about this even on the air?
I don't know how to do that. That's one of those things that only those who are doing it.
Yeah,
all those hackers who are very intelligent people and should be using their powers for good, not stuff like this.
Right.
Not going to open any email I get from you just to be safe.
Well, no, it's not for me. This is not my stuff. It came from
a site. No, but if you open it, it can get into your emails and then start sending emails to people. And it's like, hey, follow this link. Yeah. It's a cool story. And I'm not going to trust it. I'm going to start calling you for every email. Doug, did you actually send this email to me?
Really? That'll be kind of
before
troubling.
I click
but
on
see,
anything.
What people do, that's the kind of stuff, the damage that's done by people. They want to ruin things, and here's somebody. I'm following. I know what went on here. This story got posted, and somebody didn't like it because it was attached to Al Gore, and they don't like the whole discussion of climate change, and there are tens of millions of people who think that this is a hoax or bunch of bunkum. So instead of just leaving it alone, they decide to be nasty. They decide to be destructive. And so what do you get out of that? What is there that you, if you do that and have done that sort of thing, what is there, what pleasure are you deriving? Well, we want to straight, we don't like Al Gore because he doesn't tell the truth. Okay, so you just delete it, or you just don't read it, or you just ignore it, or whatever it is. What is there, now I'm getting to be Captain Curmudgeon here on Day After Christmas, but come on, get lost with that stuff. Seriously.
Well, or like people who do something because they want to bring awareness, but then we end up talking about what they did rather than what they're trying to bring awareness on.
Right, exactly. And that's what we just did. Okay, 48 after, this is Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Is your phone plan messing with your savings plan? Don't get stuck paying for things you don't want. With Verizon, you only pay for what you need. And for a limited time, when you bring your own phones to a Verizon store, you'll get an amazing price on your plan. Plus, you'll save on things you actually love, like the Netflix and Max with Ads bundle. And it's on our award-winning 5G network. Bring your phones to your Verizon store today for an incredible deal. A better plan to save is Verizon. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
All right, Food Farm and family time, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas. What do we have here to go over? You know what we missed? Did we talk about Friday being National Cookie Exchange Day?
We did, yes.
Okay, all right. I want to make sure we don't lose out. Okay, so we have a fish recall. We have a beef recall. Recalls on top of recalls here, which is one of the things that we do, but it ought not to be the only thing, but sometimes there's so many of them, Jay. Like the batches here of fish products that have been recalled. There was a major allergen that can cause life-threatening reactions. People said to me, you're scaring people unnecessarily. Somebody sent me a note. Why do you say that? I'm not trying to scare anybody. I'm just trying to pass along information about, in this case, recalls on a couple of different products from a company called Tampa Bay Fisheries. They have soy, and some people don't react well to soy. So if you have an allergic reaction to it, it could threaten your life. And this is a batch of cod and a batch of pollock, white fish. And this was as of the end of the week. Beer-battered pollock fillets. They're usually sold at Whole Foods.
Yeah, this is Whole Foods. What's it called? Every store has, like, their own brand of things. And 365 or 365 or whatever is Whole Foods.
365. Yeah, 365 is their brand. Yeah. So if you have bought anything that was a filet, that was... Now, is this... I'm trying to figure this out. Because some of them come with the bread crust on them. What do they call that? And they don't come just as a filet. They had batter on them, right?
Yes.
These had batter on them. So there's no other batches, but anything that you bought that has, and probably you go to Whole Foods, you're right. I don't see it as, and this is not an outfit that sells to other stores, is it? Is it pretty much all at Whole Foods?
Yes, it's pretty much solely Whole Foods, this line. Yeah. And again, if you don't have a soy intolerance or a soy allergy or anything,
you're all set.
Have at it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. And as far as the beef recall, Blue Ridge Beef has issued a voluntary recall of all Blue Ridge Beef kitten food. We were talking about that, I think, on Friday, were we not?
Yeah. Because our fur babies get sick, too. And then also, the humans handling it, if it has Listeria or Salmonella and things, and you don't wipe off your counters or wash your hands properly, you'll get it, too. But we have to keep our fur babies safe.
Yep, that's for sure. Iowa says it won't participate in a federal program that gives $40 a month to each child in a low-income family to help with food costs when school is out of session. Mm-hmm. The state has notified the feds that they won't participate in this summer electronic benefits transfer for children. It's called, well, it's an EBT. It's one of those food stamp things, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so there were a lot of programs created during the COVID era. That benefited children, families, and that kind of stuff. But the state of Iowa says this doesn't fix the long-term problem. So what are you going to do? It doesn't promote good nutrition. And I think they're right here. What do you do to take advantage of what the state? Iowa is a big farm state, and they grow a lot of great food. And so what are they doing in this program to encourage the use of local food? The program doesn't do that. And I think that's part of what the state of Iowa is saying. And plus the fact that the state has to cover, I guess, half of the cost of it. If they opt into the program, the state has to pay half of it, and they don't want to. They want to promote local food.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, but every time there's federal money involved in any program, you have to do it their way, or you either you do that or you opt out. And sometimes they don't even give you the chance. You know, there's a mandate and everybody has to do it. At least in this circumstance, the states can opt out. And I wonder if more states will do it.
There's a backup. No child should go hungry.
No, I understand that. But in this circumstance, I get their point. If you're going to finance a program, why not make it with the food that's local?
Mm-hmm.
And encourage people that are local to use the local food, the farms, and what's mm-hmm. being grown locally. I don't see that in here. That's part of the problem with a lot of the cookie-cutter things that come from the feds. And then there are camps and things that might take advantage of this. But anyway, there are a lot of people that don't like these programs, and they opt out of them. So let's see what happens if other states go along with it. Food, farm, and family in our focus here for Tuesday's The Good Day program at 59 after the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.